Welcome aboard. You're listening to WHCB, Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. And it's time for prayer time with yours truly, Kenneth Hill. Glad to be with you. WHCB is a listener-supported, non-commercial, educational, Christian broadcast service. And as such, we depend upon the Lord working through people like you for our support. Without the support of God's people, we do not stay on the air. If you'd like to get in touch with us by internet, or if you want to give securely online, our internet address is whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org. And, of course, we would love to hear from you. Perhaps you'd like to send us a church news item, community news item, something that we can share with others. We would love to have that so we can put it on the radio for you. There is no charge if it is a church event or a community item, something from a community group that's doing good work. We are happy to promote it. There was a person who's pretty well known over the last century as a hymn writer. She lived in the 1800s, and she died at an early age, age 42. She was sick most of her life, is the way that the story's told. Her name is Frances Ridley Havergal. Her dad was an Anglican preacher, and her brother was an Anglican preacher, and they both were musically inclined as well as she was. And she wrote a lot of hymns like Take My Life and Let It Be, Consecrated Lord to Thee. Now, she was a deep-thinking lady, and she also wrote articles and such. Most everything was published after she died. Most folks had never heard of her in her lifetime. And one of those articles I want to share with you today. And it goes this way: many an active helper, and willing helper in the work of God, is too often an unconscious hinderer of the gospel. A vexation arises, and our expressions of impatience hinder others from taking it patiently. Disappointment, some sort of sickness, even the weather depresses us, and our look or tone of depression hinders others from maintaining a cheerful and thankful spirit. We utter a fearful or discouraging remark, and another's hope and zeal are wet blanketed. Deuteronomy 28, 20, verse 8 says, What man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return unto his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. We say an unkind thing, and another is hindered in the learning a holy lesson of love that thinks no evil. We say a provoking thing, and our sister or brother is hindered in that day's effort to be meek. Hebrews 12:13 says, make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. We yield an inch in some doubtful matter, and another is made bold to take a mile. We do a questionable thing, and another, seeing our example, feels justified in doing an unlawful thing. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 reminds us to abstain from all appearance of evil. We miss an opportunity of speaking a word for Jesus, and our pleasant, commonplace talk checks a half-formed wish for something better and hinders the lights of the glorious gospel from shining into someone's heart. We do not heed the thoughtful look on some face just after family prayer or public worship, and our needless chatter about earthly things causes the spiritual concern to fly away. How sad, too, that we may hinder without a word or even an action. Wrong feeling is more infectious than wrongdoing, especially the various phases of ill temper, such as gloominess, touchiness, discontent, irritability. Do we not know how catching these are? If the Lord asked us, wherefore discourage ye the heart of the children of Israel, should we be utterly without excuse? What if he asked each hindered one, who did hinder you? Are our consciences sure that our names would escape mention? Might we never be the helpers of the great hinderer Satan? Let us ask the Lord Jesus Christ to perfectly tune our spirits to the keynote of his exceeding great love, that all our unconscious influence may breathe only of that love of Christ and help all with whom we come into contact to obey the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ himself. 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from all appearance of evil. How important is that? It's of utmost importance. And that's from the article written, oh my goodness, probably at least 100 years ago. Well, no, maybe even 175 years ago, by Francis Ridley Havergal. Or am I hindering anyone? You know, I think sometimes we don't even think about that. And we're told not to be a stumbling block, and yet sometimes we are. Let's ask the Lord to help us not be that hindrance to those around us. Heavenly Father, forgive us when we've hindered others, when we've created a problem for others. Forgive us. Help us to be faithful in your service, not to hinder others, but to live and to work and to act according to your perfect will. Help us to be those Christian people that you would have us to be, that do not fail to encourage, but refuse to discourage others. Lord, our lives are so short. Help them to be meaningful, not to destroy people, but to build them up and to help them as they go along their journey toward eternity. Now, Father, we thank you for the ministry and the messages that are heard on WHCB, and we ask that you would, by your grace, use the preaching and teaching and ministry in the hearts and lives of those who would listen. And we ask for your provision for them and for us and for this ministry so we can continue to do what you call us to do. And we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.